Monday, October 18, 2021, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 PM.
Mighty fine job you're doing, Larry.
Yeah, right. We can start early, get out of here early. About time anyway.
I got 2:59.
That thing says 60 there.
Okay. I call a meeting order. We'll rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please, Joan.
Janet Gill is absent. Scott Love.
Here.
Robert Casey.
Here.
Larry Albanesis.
Here.
Troy Lonsby.
Here.
I'd like to make a motion to to excuse Janet. Her dad is in the hospital and needs all of our good wishes and prayers. So.
One second.
Thank you.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
All right, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the rear, on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available by review for all citizens in attendance. Item number one on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. Is there anybody to hear? Sheriff?
Yes.
Okay.
You'll have to excuse me. I didn't want to get on the agenda for this, and what I have to say is not directed to Chairman Giese nor Chairman Love. For 10 years, the sheriff and Dakota County have been a part of many finance budget-related issues. Seeing the dire financial situation of the county, all of us as elected officials have been doing everything we could to cut, save, and make it so the county can get through the next year and help pay our help. We watched our taxes increase with minimal relief to the elected officials, their employees, or their budgets. As a comment to public forum, I'd like to address the board with regards to the contracts the board signed 6 weeks ago to complete phase two of the jail. One contract was signed for housing federal inmates and the other to the architect to complete the project. In 6 weeks so far, you guys, no further action has been taken. The citizens of Dakota County need to have an explanation as to why that has happened. In my opinion, it can only be a combination of these three things: incompetence, ignorance, or vengeance. It's the only thing I can put on this. The project brings revenue to the county. In the past, our county has struggled at times to make payroll. This is an unfortunate fact that the board doesn't seem to take seriously. All county employees had to sacrifice raises over the past 10 years to ensure that we stayed solvent. County officials and staff had done whatever they could do to bring in revenue. In the case of the sheriff's office, we have taken added responsibility of the housing of federal inmates and other agencies. Housing federal inmates is not without risk to the county jail employees, but one that they have been willing to take because of additional revenue. The professionalism shown by the jail staff earned the distinction with the feds. No other agency has been offered a deal like this one. This contract pays for the expansion of the jail without one penny coming out of the county coffers and promises a revenue stream to this county we can enjoy for the next 10 years. The project is ready to go. The plan's in place, and the vote came to the construction management company assigned to keep the project moving forward and to not deal with stuff we're dealing with in our jail now because we had a general contractor. And I just want to put a note in here. This is the difference between having a general contractor and a professional company that does this stuff. We had a guy 2 years ago literally dig his way out of deadlock. You know how he did it? Because a general contractor sheetrocked the ceilings in our deadlocks. He broke a piece of his food tray and got up into the ceiling. That's what happens when we have general contractors and we start cutting corners on everything. Why there's sheetrock in my deadlocks, I don't know. What does the board think of the two contracts with the feds and the architect meant? As of last Monday, I got a call saying that you guys didn't even know you signed those agreements and you didn't understand what they even were. That bothers me. All that is needed is the vote to get the construction management company as part of the agreement that I made with the architects and the marshals to complete this project. The only thing I could think that the board from going forward is a no-brainer project like this is some personal vendetta against me. Since I have worked with the staff and the agencies to bring us together, some boards have mistakenly think that denial of moving forward is somehow a blow to me. I assure you that's not the case. Going forward is more work for me, more time, more worry. It's the best interest of this county to move forward with the agreements you have already signed. But it's not a personal problem of mine if you do or don't, other than being a taxpayer of this county. That makes it a personal problem. You'll be the ones who will have to rescind your agreement and the contracts and the cost of the county sufficient money to back out of those contracts and revenue stream. That's on you, not me. So to wrap up, the board needs to move forward with the project. The board decides to decline the building of the addition, and I would encourage you to resign from your position of the board. That's how important this stuff is to the taxpayers, and that's the word I'm getting from everybody that's calling me in the last week and a half. I don't know why they're calling me. I say, direct that to the board. It's got nothing to do with me. I can only think that ignorance, incompetence, or inventions, again, are the reasons for taking action. And I don't believe you have the best interests of the citizens in mind. Can I ask you a question? How much revenue the housing of federal inmates generate for Dakota County every month? Do you guys know that? I come here every month and give you reports on this. Do you have any idea what we generate in revenue right now as it sits? About 40 to 60 grand. That's not counting commissary. How much revenue did it generate in the county by housing federal inmates last year? If you don't know, your obligation as taxpayers who elected you is to know the answers to these questions. Do you know how much revenue we brought in last year? Do you, Mr. Lonsby, know any idea how much revenue we brought in last year by housing federal inmates?
I can't, not off the top of my head, I don't.
Okay, but I give you these every month. That's what these are. And obviously I've been, for the last year and a half, been reading them to, I don't know why, because you don't know none of these answers, and that bothers me. You should know these answers. That's why you were elected up here. It's not funny. We're not laughing. This isn't funny. $5,000 to $7,000 a year. $500,000 to $700,000 a year. And that's just from housing the feds. That's not, again, commissary. If you don't know the answers to these questions, perhaps it's time for you to consider your election and resign. All three, from the chairman to you. How much revenue is generated every month once he honors the contract and our jail is built, which with a construction management company, that would already be starting. You know that. I didn't think so. So we're looking at about $450,000 to $500,000 a month in revenue generated by us building this and housing these federal inmates. How much revenue would be lost as citizens of Dakota County if you fail to honor the commitment to the voters that entrusted you with your financial interest in election to the position? Do you know? Obviously, you don't know the answers to none of these questions. That's why I'm fit to be tied right now. I don't understand what is going on with this. I don't get it. You already signed the contracts. If I would have came up here and presented this to you, and you guys would have said, you know what, we need to take this under advisement and read it first. That would have bothered me. I would have understood that. As a matter of fact, I expected that. But you didn't. You voted for it and signed it. Got the ball rolling. Now you're going to fight on some measly little construction management company that was a part of the agreement with the architect that we would get a construction management company because it meant less stress for them. That construction management company didn't answer to me. They answered to you guys, not to me. I don't want a general contractor building this. General contractors have no skin in the game, and it's obvious if you go and I show you that jail. It's obvious. I'm truly suggesting that you three resign.
Who is the general contractor that constructed the existing jail?
That I don't know. I wasn't here. I was in Thurston County when that was built. I do know the construction company, but I don't remember it.
Jerry Johnson.
Was he a contractor or a civil engineer?
He was a general contractor out of Sioux Falls.
All I know is when he approached me, when I started doing this, I flat out don't want nothing to do with him. Don't want nothing to do with him. I want local people helping with this. I don't want these people from all over.
Well, the guy we're working with right now is from Sioux Falls, right?
No, it's Omaha. But that's a different situation, Mr. Albanicious. That is a construction management company
the
that helps the architect and it helps the board determine how much money they're spending on what. We went from this jail being downgraded so much. Like I said, they put sheetrock in my deadlock. Sheetrock.
Well, where was the construction manager at when that took place?
There wasn't a construction manager. Hence me wanting and making the agreement that we would get a construction manager.
Well, when we put the sanitary sewer and the water and the storm sewer in, we were working for an architect or a construction manager from Sioux Falls that was never here.
Mr. Elmanicious, I really don't know anything about that.
For 3 days, we had to shut down waiting for a decision to be made because they never contacted the city about even tapping into the city utilities.
The money you guys keep talking about is generated. That's why I went over these numbers again, from my employees. After this summer, dealing with hiring an attorney and fighting the unions and treating them like you did, I lost a lot of morale and I've lost more employees, and now I heard Code Red quit on the roads department. So now there's more money I'm going to have to spend because we worked that deal out way back when, Scott. Remember that they did our oil changes and our maintenance? And he was the guy that did it. He's the one that made it work. He's gone now. I don't know where I'm going to get this stuff done now. I'm going to have to pay somebody to do it.
Who quit?
Kevin Chambers.
Kevin did, but what did you say? He didn't say
Code Red. That's his.
We all called him Code Red.
That's his nickname.
Well, Kevin did. Kevin didn't quit, did he? Oh, I thought it was Ryan.
No, Ryan is still there. Kevin quit last Wednesday.
So rather than...
Go ahead.
Rather than me staying up here spitting and cussing, I would rather not do that. But I got to tell you, I think this county would be way better off if you three decided this wasn't the thing for you and you resigned. And we got people in here that actually understand what's going on with the county business and knows the history of what we've dealt with. Obviously, you guys don't have a clue. You're fighting me on trying to bring upwards of $400,000 or $500,000 worth of revenue into this county that isn't costing the taxpayers anything. You're fighting me because last year they brought in $500,000-$600,000 and you fought over a 2% stinking raise. I don't understand. I don't understand. And I don't want to stand here and rant. I'm asking for your resignation, but that's all I'm doing. I can't. I have no authority to do any more than that. We're 2 months behind on something that should already be started. I promised the marshals by this time next year we're going to be filling them beds up, and it ain't happening. Randy done a Con Air transport last week in Sioux Falls. He had Sioux Falls marshals coming up to his truck and asking him, how far along are we? How far along are we? That's how desperate they are for bed space. We're just throwing that out the window. Every day you guys decide you don't want this, you don't want that, or you got to look at the numbers. If it's taking you 2 months to look at the numbers, there's something seriously wrong. I don't know what it is. Incompetence, vengeance, or ignorance. I don't know which one it is, but it's one of them. And I got to be honest with you. Last week after that board meeting, I was in Kearney in training. I am required 30 hours of training a year. I have to go at one point or another. After I heard what was going on in this board meeting, I couldn't talk. I couldn't believe the questions that were asked. Well, we don't know if we're going to do this or not. I'm just floored. Mr. Albanicious, why would you laugh at my lieutenant?
Sheriff, we need to move on.
I understand you need to move on, but I'm asking questions and I'm not getting answers.
This is the public comment portion of the, and I think we understand what your comments are, but we need to move on.
I thought that 6 months ago, or two months ago.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
I apologize, Chairman.
That's okay. In this situation, we need to move on.
Okay.
Because there's nothing, I don't think there's anything on the agenda, and if there is, regarding the new jail.
Well, I won't be doing jail reports anymore.
Okay.
That's something I did for the old board that was the Board of Corrections to keep them informed. Obviously, I'm talking to deafness. It does me no good to talk to them.
Oh, we appreciate what you bring to the board.
Thank you, sir.
Any other comment? Yes, sir.
Tim Decker, Chief Deputy for the Sheriff's Office. On the Planning and Zoning Committee, also an NCAP board member. So I understand million-dollar deals. I'm on the board for NCAP. I believe we have a bigger budget than the county does, probably twice the size. So I get money, and I get revenue, and I get dealing with million-dollar deals. I just want to point out some numbers. It just doesn't seem like it's getting through the numbers, the amount of money that could potentially be generated. The guaranteed money that's potentially generated is for those 10 or for the first 30 months is $11.4 million. That's the projected cost, $10 to $11.4 million projected cost for the new jail. The money that's guaranteed after the jail's built, guaranteed money for 10 years is 24.8 million dollars, guaranteed money. That's guaranteed, contract signed, you have it. Doesn't cost us $2.4 million to run the whole jail. I mean, that's just the jail side. I mean, that's just the federal inmate side of it. Mm-hmm. On top of that, and that's the 85 people. That's not, you're talking about building 110 to 115 bed jail. There's another 20 to 25 extra beds. Actually more than that. There's probably 20 extra beds in the new jail. We currently house 20 to 25 inmates, federal inmates, in our old jail. Mm-hmm. The old part of the new jail, right? Those guys are moving to the new part. So there's 20 extra beds that are filled up too. We not only have the U.S. Marshal's office in Sioux Falls, because this is the district northern Iowa that wants this, right? That's who we have a contract with. Omaha wants bed space. Sioux Falls wants bed space. We got 40, we're gonna have 40 more beds on top of it. If you do the 40 bed, those 40 extra beds, say we fill those up, that's $6 million during that 30 months that we're getting the 150, because they have to pay the $150 just like the U.S. Marshal Service in Northern Iowa. They got a contract. So the U.S. Marshal Service in Omaha and South Dakota has got to pay the exact same price. And then after that, it goes down to that $80 a day. Still, I say 24.8 million dollars, but you got 40 beds. That's half of the 85. That's another $12 million. So you'd be looking at $36 million a 10-year period. There's a lot of money there, and that's not to count the commissary. I know the sheriff touched on it. You know, the commissary currently for the 20 inmates that we have in jail, they average about $3,500. A month, that's pure profit to us. That's phones, food, and everything else. That's about 100, with the 85 inmates, that's about $168,000 a year in profit, pure profit. That doesn't cost us anything. Phones go bad, we have a company, they fix them for free. If you fill those other beds up, that's another $84,000 a year. So it's something to think about, and there's a lot of money sitting there. And as a taxpayer, I'm thinking to myself, my taxes, I'd say my taxes have never gone down in 10 years I've been here, but this year they did, so thank you. They've gone up drastically from the day one when I bought my house here and moved here. It would be great, I would think, as you guys as the board, like, granted, you're stepping into this, and you know, none of you have been here a long time, maybe except Scott, but be the heroes. I mean, if you start giving people breaks on their taxes, my God, they're going to love you. You'll be here for as long as you want. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other public comment on any item not on the agenda? All righty. We will move on to the item number 2 is the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of the previous meeting minutes, approval of payroll claims. Troy and Larry have been here, and I looked at claims in Janet's absence today. Also, approval of accounts payable and approval of officials' reports. So we can do those in one motion.
So moved.
So moved. Scott?
Yes, sir.
Second by Troy. Call the roll, please.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right. Item number 3 is new business and resolutions. So the first one is a public hearing for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, make neutral comments regarding an amendment to the Dakota County Planning and Zoning Regulations to include Section 900.4 Solar Conversion Systems. So I will open the meeting by asking for, is there anybody that wishes to speak in favor of this amendment? All right. Anybody wishing to speak in opposition? Okay. Anybody in the neutral? Marcy?
Marcy Broyhill, 1401 Willow Street, Dakota City, Nebraska. I appreciate all the work that goes into making regulations, and Jolene, you and your committee, and Mr. Albanicious. I have a question, I guess I'm regarding the disposal, the decommissioning. It says here, number four, a decommissioning plan will be required to ensure the facilities are properly removed after their useful life. Decommissioning of solar panels must occur in the event that they are not used for 12 consecutive months. The plan shall include provisions for removal of all structures, foundations, restoration of soil and vegetation, and a plan ensuring financial resources will be available to fully decommission the site. The letter may require posting a bond, letter of credit, or establishment of an escrow account to ensure the proper decommissioning. I guess, what is that plan? And if there's a bond, what is the amount of the bond? And where are these solar panels going? Does the Gill, the site out there by Jackson, able to take them? These panels have chemicals in them. They have rare minerals. You don't want those leaching into the soil. And I guess, I would like more explanation.
Okay,
on that.
If I may, in our amendment that we have in front of us.
It's not an amendment. We're adding regs.
Okay, on the regs, and do they have this? This, do they have this to look at, the public?
I have.
Yeah,
I picked
a couple.
Okay.
Back.
Okay, so under number five on the decommissioning, it's it kind of explains a little bit about whenever the SES ceases operation on a property, it's at the bottom of. Did you see that?
On the last page.
No, it's page. Actually, page two at the bottom of that number five decommissioning.
Okay.
You see that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that explains what. That it shall be required to report this to Dakota County Zoning Office and Electric Utility, and then Part B deals with whenever a ground-mounted SES is no longer operating, the property owner shall have 6 months to completely remove the structure and wiring. On that,
I see that.
Okay, does that answer?
No, not
your.
Really.
That doesn't answer your concern?
No. I wonder, where are these panels going? Where, and who's responsible for them if there's a hailstorm? And if they're broken, where are they going? And is this leaching into the soil, the groundwater, that sort of thing? And if you had a bond, what is the amount of the bond? The letter of credit or the establishment of the escrow account, what's going to go in there?
I don't have that answer. Joan, do you have that?
Well, we got Tim Decker here as a member of the Planning and Zoning. We got Jolene Google.
Tim or Jolene, any comment?
I think it's going to be the responsibility of the owner. I'm not sure about bond, but as far as removal, it says right in there, responsibility of the owner. I don't think we can tell them that you got to take it to this place versus this place. It's whoever will, if you're going to dispose of it, it's your responsibility.
It's biohazardous.
Currently, we have no regulations on zoning or on solar power. We're trying to get some. So if we say no to this, I guess my response would be, all right, we're going to go back to the drawing board, and we have zero regulations on solar currently.
Well, and that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I don't know the answer. I don't know that it was talked about a particular dollar amount or bond, but we sure can. But I don't know why we couldn't do it after we. I mean, it seems like we're going to have to do it, like you said. But what I'm saying is, there's nothing right now.
So. Okay, that's why I'm curious and want to know what should be done.
You are great resource for that. So I would encourage you to come to the next meeting.
Well, I will be there. Not tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yep.
But so I guess before you, I guess there needs to be more definition to these.
And that's fine. Is that okay, Tim?
I think we can add it after, but right now we have nothing. So okay. if
we've had a lot of solar.
We've had a lot of people put them up personal. We haven't had any commercial.
Right.
So I think Joe's just been making them get a building permit.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have anything on it. You wouldn't have to do it right now. I mean, right now, if Gil wanted to put up 100 of them, or somebody wanted to put a commercial farm in tomorrow and start doing it, If you make regulations today, we can always change the regulations. We can adjust the regulations.
Okay.
Later.
Okay. Is that fair enough?
Pass it and then amend it.
Yeah. Is that fair enough? We can pass this so we have something, and then address your concerns about bond amount, et cetera. We can add to it.
I think that's very acceptable.
All right.
Start there.
That's what we'll do, if that's okay.
Do these have to have three readings here?
No. So, but we can do this and add it. We can have it on the next meeting and add to this on the next meeting. So.
Okay. Well, I hate to be a thorn, but
No.
I think we need
If we can make it better with more teeth, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, this is something totally new to us. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and your wealth of knowledge when it comes to these things.
There
and
you
I,
go.
I appreciate it. So
there you
I
go.
Know that you'll do the research.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks.
Thanks,
Marcy. Any other neutral comment on this particular amendment? Nope. All right. We're going to move on then to item B. Excuse me. Let me back up. So I will, if there's no more neutral comment, I will close that hearing on item A. Item B is a public hearing for purposes of giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or make neutral comment regarding a change in zoning from ag to business at the proposed location of 645A, 645B, Highway 35, S12, T28N, R8E, Dakota City, Nebraska. So I will open this hearing. Is there anyone here to speak in favor of this? Seeing none, anyone to speak in opposition? Seeing none, anyone to speak in the neutral? Pardon?
Bob Malcolm.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I wasn't intending to speak. I am Jean Brahill, and I live at 515 River Road. And I'm on planning and zoning for Dakota City, but I was very curious as to this area, this land. Who owns the land currently?
I do. My name is Bob Malcolm.
Okay. Do you know the businesses, or is there an intentional business planning to come in?
Yes. My plan is to put in an outside storage at that place. Right now, it's a rental property.
Okay.
There's a duplex there and a building, and the duplex is getting to the point of unrepairable. So I don't think the investment, it would pay to be put the investment back into the building. So I was looking for some sort of revenue off of that piece of property. And my
and these are
intentions
all
are to
seven
fence it. Or put some inside storage units in the building itself, and it'll be boat and motorhome parking.
Okay.
It'll be outside storage. It'll be all automatic. If you rent a spot, you get a code to the gate. Bring your rig in, park it in a slot. You'll be assigned a slot.
Secured.
It'll be secure. There'll be somewhere in the neighborhood a dozen cameras around there. There'll be some lighting. And it's 2 miles west of the one-way stop here. And so the nearest neighbor is about an eighth of a mile away. Some of Bryce Anderson's property there across the road. It's about a quarter mile east of the church. I don't know if you've seen them with the church on the north side of the road. I don't think that it should affect anyone as far as bright lights or anything like that. I've talked to the landowners around there. They'll have key price and them, and neither one of them had any issues with it. The only thing Bill talked to me about was where we're going to put the fence and so forth, because the machinery and that, they don't want to get it hung up in that. You know, and that's a minor a minor inconvenience. So that is the plan. That's why we're it's been originally zoned for ag. Mm-hmm. And in order to do this, I have to have it rezoned for business.
Okay. Is there infrastructure that has to be added or to this? Normally when it's shifted over, you have to do some infrastructure, but that's...
Infrastructure as far as what, I guess?
Water, sewer, access roads.
The sewer is a septic system. A year or so ago, I got a lease with Bill Hapke to put in a new septic system. That will stay. The leach field runs out into his field. And we had the lawyers and the surveyors and all that take care of that.
Okay.
That'll stay because I'll probably have a small office there. So, it'll be a bathroom and so forth that I'll need. Electrical's all overhead. There's nothing there. The only other thing that's underground would be the phone. And it's along the west property line. That'll probably get eliminated.
Okay.
Because there'll be no need for a phone line.
Is there rural water?
That is not. It is a private well.
Okay.
And I'll probably keep that well just for facilities.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Anything else, Gene?
Nope, that's it.
Nope, okay. Tim, any comments on that? I will say also, just for information, that these amendments we're looking at today are all 7-0 approved by the Planning and Zoning Committee to us. So
I think we were unanimous in that.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like a good plan. I don't think it's going to bother anybody. The entrance and exits wide open, so it shouldn't be any problems.
Okay.
That.
All right. Thank you. Any other neutral on that? If not, I will close that hearing on item B. And item C is a public hearing for the purpose of giving citizens the opportunity to offer support, opposition, or make neutral comment regarding an amendment to the Dakota County Planning and Zoning Regulations to revise Section 509 enforcement to impose fines for building without a building permit. So I will open the hearing by asking for any comments in favor of this amendment. All right. Anyone speaking would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none. Anyone in the neutral? Yes, sir.
Question. Do you already have?
Come on up, please. We need your name for the record, if you don't mind.
Short order, 1455 Nottoway Road, Jackson, Nebraska.
Okay.
Is there already fines established right now?
I'm sorry?
Is there already fines on the books for
Tim,
such a thing?
No fines.
There's nothing on the books?
No right? Fines.
Okay, just neutral comment. That's all. I was curious.
All right.
Anything
appreciate
already
it
in the books right now?
Appreciate it.
It goes to $100 a day until provided.
Yeah, $100 a day until they... Each day is a separate offense, $100. But if they... Joe goes, we have tons of buildings going up and stuff started that they don't ask, they don't go to the planning and zoning like they're required to. So our hope was if we had a fine, maybe if a couple people got fines, they'd at least do it, go through the right steps. I hate to see somebody have to tear down a building if their setbacks weren't correct or they didn't, that's the, and if they stop and, Joe says, well, we found them today, and they stop and come in and work on the permit, then it's just one day. It's not going to be until they correct it. We consider correction the day that they're willing to come in and start talking to us about it. That makes sense.
Okay.
So,
thank you. Well, I certainly appreciate all the work that the Planning and Zoning does on this on all these issues to get some sort of regulations Because if we have nothing now, then it's kind of a challenge going forward. So any other neutral comment?
So if they don't stop, who collects the money? What is your next step?
If they wouldn't stop, then that's a class 3 misdemeanor in Nebraska. All planning and zoning, building stuff has a component in state statute that the sheriff's office could really arrest you for if you violate it. So it also says if the county has an ordinance on something, you know, we can go the county way and say it's going to be $100, and it's not a criminal fine, it's more of a civil thing. But if you continue to refuse that, I mean, we did go cite a guy recently that was building without a building permit, the sheriff's office, and so, I mean, we can't do it that way. I don't think we want to do that regularly, but if it gets people to stop, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else, Jean, on that?
No, we
okay.
Work on it too.
All right. Okay, any other neutral on that? Otherwise, I will close that hearing. All right, so that one is closed. So then we will go to item D, board to approve or not approve amending zoning regulations includes section 900.4 solar conversion systems. So I would entertain a motion on that one.
So moved.
To approve?
To approve.
I'll second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert.
Yes. All right, that motion carried. Item E, the board to approve or not approve to, the request to rezone location 645A, 645B, Highway 35, Dakota City from ag to business.
Can I so move to approve?
Thank you.
Okay.
Second.
Scott and Larry.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
All right. Item F, board to approve or not approve revising zoning regulation section 509 enforcement to include imposing a fine for building without a building permit.
Okay, so the fine's $100, right? Let me get this straight. It's $100.
Right.
Bucks.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if they start a project and they're 10 days into it, you go out there, it's $100 fine.
It's $100 fine. Now, if they go out there and they... On the 11th, 12th, 13th day after he tells them to stop, then it could be $100 for each one. It's not going to be $1,000 for those first 10 days.
Right,
it's
right,
when,
right.
When he sees it, that's the one violation. If they stop, I'll be honest with you, I'd be surprised if their Joe recommends. He may not. I think we want there to try to get people to move in the direction of doing what's required.
And listen, I've talked to Joe, and I know it's hard to track and monitor and watch everything. I get it. And hopefully this board someday will come up with another game plan, to monitor that type of thing. But I know you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Get something in writing. I get that. I'll make a motion to approve for the Section 509 to enforce without a building permit, a fine.
I'll second.
Scott and Troy.
Scott.
Thanks for clarifying that. Yes.
Yeah, thank you, P and Z.
Scott.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Okay. Item G, Jolene Gubbles, Highway Superintendent to present and submit written road study for the vacation,
a
little bit, of or abandonment of road, platted as an alley, block 3, Crystal Beach, between lots 1 through 9 on the north and lots 10 through 18 on the south, except portion of Eagle Drive, Dakota City, Nebraska, S6, T28, NR9E. Jolene.
So the gentleman that petitioned for this, Pat Engel, he's just trying to get kind of everything in order. I don't know if you guys have looked at the map, but the alley runs right through their property, and even one of the residents over the driveway across it, you can't even really tell it's an alley. All the neighbors are in favor of it. We checked with Rural Water and some of the utilities in the area. They didn't have any issue. It wouldn't cause them any trouble. It's not going to landlock anybody. So it's my recommendation that we go ahead and close that.
We see your letter here. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Especially with all the neighbors and it's the water people and everybody's,
Okay, so that is G. Then we can move to H if we want. Then the approval of the resolution 21C045 to set a date and time for public hearing to vacate or abandon road platted as an alley, block 3, Crystal Beach, lots 1 through 9 on the north and lots 10 through 18 on the south, except portion of Eagle Drive, Dakota City, Nebraska, S6, T28N, R9E.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 21C045 to set a date and a time for a public hearing to vacate and abandon the road at the block 3 Crystal Beach.
Okay, I'll second that.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All righty. Then item 4, miscellaneous and old business. Jolene, you are back up with your road report.
So the guys had 293.5 hours of maintaining, 32 hours of tree removal, 3.5 hours cleaning out a culvert on North Bluff, 49 hours working on the approaches to the Bertram Bridge so we could get that opened, 36 hours prepping the road for pavement markings, 4 hours picking up garbage, 23 hours hauling gravel. They hauled 235.65 tons of 3/4 clean and spent 60 hours on sign repair and barricading, and we had a road concern on Oakdale Road for grading.
Okay, so we're going to have a sign problem because it wasn't code blue part of that?
Code red, yes.
Code red, I always call it code blue.
But we did interview a candidate.
Okay.
Yeah, there was an interview this morning, so hopefully we can...
Fast turnaround date.
So that person is going to be the maintenance slash sign person, is that correct?
Fill-in truck driver.
And then fill-in truck driver, right. Okay.
The road, the pavement, the signs down on Sawmill Road that they took out when they painted a year ago.
Oh, okay.
They've never been replaced. Okay.
I know we've done some locates and stuff down there, but I'll make a note.
But they didn't get all the markings done throughout those roads, the painters.
They're all done and through there, okay. Yeah, I saw they did the white today, didn't they?
Then not away out north there on that M Avenue piece there where they're going to pull out the ditches and raise the road some.
Mm-hmm.
My torque was out there. But have they been out there to do that? I haven't been out there for about 10 days. I
don't think recently, but that was on that list, wasn't it? Yeah. I'll check on that.
And then 260th and Drive to the 1005, that culvert needs to be removed and replaced. Did they ever do that? I haven't been over there for a couple of weeks.
I know they worked on a culvert on 260th a couple of weeks ago.
Did they?
But I'm not sure if it's that one you're talking about.
That's been a nuisance every time it rains.
Was that on your list also?
Yeah, that was number 7.
Number 7? Okay.
And then anything new with the throughout the county, there's a lot of windrows of rock and gravel that should get dispersed out on the road.
They do that before winter, so it doesn't end up back in the ditch. Uh-huh. Yeah, they'll start bringing them in.
And the Willis Bridge, you're going to put the plank on there, I'm assuming, right away?
Yep. Mm-hmm. As soon as they're done. That contractor actually, we're storing their crane for them.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so they when they're ready to get the materials, they can start on that homework.
Do they have a say when the beams will be around?
Yeah. No. I talked to a guy from Husker Steel the other day, and he's like everybody, kind of having trouble getting stuff, but.
Yeah. Probably they got plenty of time to spend their police day, not until June or some next year, I think.
Right,
Anyway, North Bluff, there's a number of potholes alongside the paving on North Bluff.
Okay.
It should be filled before winter. And the M Avenue Bridge, if them guys, the engineer, ever got done with any kind of a design for the abutment on the south side?
They were going to be in the county this month doing the bridge inspections, and I thought they would have been up looking at that bridge, but he said for sure in October when they were up doing the bridge inspections, they would do more work up on it, so I will get a hold of
who is the engineer on that?
Wagner, Manelli Wagner. What bridge is that, Larry?
That's M Avenue. Hubbard there on M Avenue, on the creek there.
Oh.
I mean, it's been like that for 2 years. I mean, I don't quite understand why it should take so awful long.
A part of the problem is when all them bridges and, you know, with that flooding, so many bridges had so much damage. So these engineers are pretty backlogged on trying to get
those
stuff.
Those two young fellows that stop by the shop over there and sure to give you a card.
Oh, from Sioux Falls?
No, they were from Lincoln.
They were from Lincoln.
And they used to work for, I thought they said Olson's or...
I think one worked for some Olson's, maybe Manelli too. There was a couple of them in there, yeah.
Yeah. Should we maybe not be talking to them about some of these things that don't seem to ever get done?
I don't know. I guess that's up to you guys. I guess let me call Manelli Wagner first and see how far they are on it, because I don't want to have them start and then pull it and have to pay somebody else to do what they've already done.
Well, I talked to them last spring. They said that Fred had to give them the go-ahead until Friday, February. That was back in June, July.
Yeah, I don't.
But it just seems like they've all for a long time. They thought that's the harder thing to fix.
Right.
They could put that thing together in 4 or 5 hours. The 10-foot culvert that we took out there on the Waterbury Bridge, where is that culvert?
That did not survive. When they removed this, it came apart.
It did not survive.
It did not survive.
So, what did that culvert cost?
It was about just under $14,000. So I contacted, we originally hadn't charged Dixon County for half of it because we were going to keep it afterwards. So I made contact with Dixon County to see if they'd come in and pay half of it since it was used solely for that project and we can't use it anymore. So it's been hauled in the state steel. And
Brett and I had a place to put that thing.
Yeah.
So you don't feel the contractor responsible for destroying it?
You know, what I've talked to some of the guys about it, and they said with them spiral culverts that can happen.
Right. Jolene, speaking of culverts, you may or may not have been here that we talked about the ARPA funds going forward. Box mm-hmm. culverts could be potentially one of the things covered in those ARPA funds. So, in the future, or could you come up with a list of culverts that would...
I know the one culvert that we were wanting to replace, that's a box culvert. And so this committee is supposed to come up with ideas and ways
correct,
to...
Correct, but I mean, you know...
Right, yeah, so yeah, there's some places okay. that
I just wanted to make sure that you knew that was one of the things that they uh-huh. had mentioned that sounds like it's a go. That would be covered.
Uh-huh.
So,
I'd love to see that in writing, see exactly how they explain themselves.
Right.
A box culvert, a culvert, and a bridge. They all do the same.
Yeah. Well, and it changes. It's changing.
Maybe once they get into a little more, maybe they will decide to expand some of the parameters on. I don't know how set they are in these height
or narrow
funds.
It. Or narrow it.
An ideal place for something, whether it's a box culvert or a culvert, is that bridge right there on M Avenue by Dorsey's, you know? Dorsey's and Albright's?
On M Avenue?
Yeah. Oh, excuse me, North Bluff. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, where we had a patch over.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll get replaced sooner or later. And then I think north of Albert, that'd be another place for something other than a bridge.
Oh, right.
We don't need a bridge to set
that place. Right.
Mm-hmm. And another place, too, that we could utilize a box culvert if that need be. I can't remember where I figured that. I had that figured out someplace.
So what was the obligation date?
We have a couple of years.
Okay.
So well, it has to be EPA approved under the Clean Water Act.
Okay. So and that takes a little while to get permitted for that stuff too. So.
But just be thinking down the road, right. As we say.
That's a fine line, Clean Water Act.
Yeah. Scott. All right. Okay. Thanks, Jolene, for that. Item B is board to approve chair to sign the notice of award to Norfolk Contracting for the Homer South 265th Bridge replacement project. Jolene.
Sorry, I was making notes.
Oh.
So we accepted the bids. Now we just need to do the paperwork. It was in with the bids about a month ago when we opened them. We just didn't get it signed off by the board chair. So.
Okay.
Bringing that back to get it signed, so they have to go ahead to accept the agreement for their bid.
All right.
We've already been through the paperwork on it. This is it. So I will make a motion for Vice Chair Gacy to sign the notice award for Norfolk Contracting on the bridge number C00221341 0P. For the amount of $549,639.00.
All right, Scott and Larry.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. All right, item C is monthly jail report. Scott, do you want to do that, or I don't know anybody else?
Does everybody want me to do it? I can do it if you want me to do it. I've done it before. I guess I can do it. You want me to do it? Maybe you want me not to do it, or you want me to do it?
Go ahead. Why not?
I mean, I can't do it if you want me to do it. I've done it before. Okay, so here's the jail report. October 18, 2021. County inmates 86, federal 20. No juveniles. Total in house of 106. We got 2021 calendar average inmates per day. County is 81. Federal inmates 22. Juveniles 0.09, total in-house is 103. So for 2021-2022, the fiscal average inmates per day is county is 91, federal 20, juveniles 0.05, a total in-house of 111. Federal income for 2021-2022, y'all listening now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, September marshals is $48,762.96. We got a federal, the fiscal marshals is $139,470.18. Okay, no ICE. September, the OMMS, SDMS, I forget what that is, but anyways, for
fiscal marshals.
Is that the Omaha?
South Dakota marshals.
Okay, South Dakota. I should have known that, but I guess I didn't know that. But it's 65 total for the fiscal year. September, federal is $48,762.96, so that the same as up top. The fiscal year is $139,535.18. So with that said, a 2021 calendar federal is $412,510.24. Zero contracts. July phone commissary is in commissary was $10,837.44. So the cost per inmate per day in 2021 is last month of the September was $63.19. So it's pretty average. Obviously, we had a couple months that were lower, a couple that were higher. The jail has spent $202,174.23 for the month of September. The jail is at 25% of its total estimated yearly budget or zero under budget for the fiscal year. The jail was at 24 of the total estimated yearly budget in September 2020. The jail has spent $16,555.83 less than allotted for August, which was 7.5% under budget for the month. And then you can see the bookings. I'm not going to go through all of them. Okay, so there's your jail report.
Thank you for that. Moving on to item D, Sheriff Kleinberg, we have something in front of us for requesting board approval of the geotechnical engineer's proposal to perform soil borings for the jail phase two project. Comments? Questions?
On the jail project, I've had a lot of concerned citizens call me on the other end of the stick that aren't for the jail. They have a lot of questions. I know Janet called around and asked some places to house federal prisoners, and sometimes they change the stuff, and it's not so easy to get paid, and they change the scenarios. And I thought when we were first looking at this, that all these factors to get a price were going to be included, which they're not. I wish they would have brought everybody in so we could have known all these things were part of getting a cost on the jail.
But I guess my question is, and I'm not going to start a debate here, if you had known that there was a $25,000 extra fee, would you have voted differently from the August 23rd meeting?
I thought everything was going to be included in this.
That's what I thought too, and that's what they said anyway.
And why didn't they bring everybody here to represent?
Again, I don't know. I wasn't here that time. I guess I don't know. I don't have all the answers, so I was just asking the question about. I guess where you started off.
We asked them that, and they stated that they didn't because they weren't sure we were going to move forward.
It's true. You know, and I understand the concerns of the citizens because I've talked to a few myself. Or they're thinking that, you know, it's all BS, you know, that they're going to put this jail in and they're going to pull out at any point in time and this and that. Well, it's easy, I guess it's easy from the outside looking in of thinking and just speculating what could take place. And to my recollection, I guess when the marshals sign a contract, I mean, they're locked in.
Yeah.
It's locked and loaded. So, I don't know. I guess, like I said, from an outside looking in, from the citizens, it's tough for them to.
But you never called any other place, probably, and asked that do house those prisoners to see some scenarios.
Me personally, no.
Okay, thank you.
No. No, but on the flip side of that, I have a lot of trust in our sheriff and our deputies and etc. I mean, of knowing, you know, this has been a fight for a long time, obviously, and like, and I'm still like a beating the old drum, but I just know my prior 8 years, it was always trying to find revenue stream, and this just seemed like it was going to be a good revenue resource to have more monies, I guess. And you know, and we all know, I don't give two flying hoots that whenever you're going to go build something, there's always those extra expenses that you're going to have, like right here, the soil, you know, everything. And I know you guys were probably misinterpreted from the 23rd when, you know, Janet signed the 10-year deal with the marshals and everybody voted yes of thinking that that was all going to be a part of it. And then once Joan reached out to the architect and he answered a lot of those questions that I think made a good point, but I don't know.
We just today only have an estimated cost. As far as I can tell, this I got this morning at 12 and 13.
That's all the architect would bring is an estimated cost.
Yeah, estimated cost. Yeah. So we don't know yet today what the total cost to be, you know. Well, we missed this one because we can't get the material. That's what we're going into.
Yeah, it's
well,
a mystery.
Well, we can't
right
get
now
that material, so we got to use this, and it's going to be $2 million more.
Well, that's what that construction manager was supposed to
do. Well, yeah, but when it gets right down to it, Kenny, you know, control that.
But if it came right down to it...
He kind of guaranteed it.
Well, he kind of did guarantee it. If it did come down to it, that this is where we're going to be at with the monies, I mean, there's still, regardless if it was going to be a little bit of an overflow, if it's 10% or 5% or whatever, there still was going to be enough monies there to be able to cover that, where it was not going to be a taxpayer's burden, I guess. I don't know. Like I said, it all depends who you talk to and who gets at you. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I call the previous commissioner that was involved in the last one that built the jail, and I said, well, there was times there that the bail couldn't, the jail wasn't making, coming out at all. The taxpayers were getting hit pretty good. He said, well, yeah, and I said, the feds were, or somebody ran out of, he says, the feds ran out of money, and they couldn't pay us. Well, that's what his response was. But he thought it was a great deal, the original jail. He was a part of wanting it. You know, well, there was, at that time, there was an awful lot of people opposed to it and really hostile toward those that voted to put the jail in. And today, I mean, this past week, I was at a board meeting Saturday, and there were six people there, and there wasn't any of them like an idea of adding on to jail. But they're not informed either.
Right. That's
if this is true, but so many times you hear things that you can't listen to anything. There's nothing's true anymore. You listen to the radio, and you go to the other station, and they got a different story.
Oh, yeah, I understand. You know, and I guess when we shut this, where we're at right now was the men's jail. And when we shut this down, it probably, I think it was 2012, and I think just to bring things up to date at that time, it was going to be well over $1 million, you know, if we wanted to keep that open. And then once you close a jail, if I recall the jail standards, once you close a jail, you can't reopen it back up. Mm-hmm. So that's when we, you know, shut this down, because it was obsolete. I mean, it was built in the 70s. You know, I mean, it was definitely obsolete. So did the county need a new jail at that time? Obviously, the taxpayers thought we did, you know. And has it been a burden? It's definitely been a roller coaster ride, no question about it.
Well, the sales tax paid for it. What the federal government didn't pay for it.
No, I know they didn't. It was paid for 2 years quicker than what it should have been.
Yeah, because of the sales tax.
Because of the sales tax.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was voted in as a 0.5-cent sales tax from the county and the city, and the city helped pay for it.
The sheriff's department budget is $3,336,335.
I haven't seen it in a while, so I don't know. I can't answer that.
Three something.
So I guess you know, this deal here is, what is it, $2,800.35. I guess I don't know where everybody's at, what they're going to do, what they're thinking. You know, is it going to be an approval for them to do some? I mean, are we moving forward? I guess that's the question.
I don't know. I thought this would probably be in the design of the plan. That's planned. But how can you? I don't see how he can, without knowing the soil conditions, how can he design a building? I mean, it just don't make any sense to me, you know. And I would think this would be part of this, the package, the drawings for the project. I mean, it just, how do you design something when you don't know what you're building on? I don't know.
Well, I think they have a lot of it, though, in place with the new, they're just putting in pods.
Yeah.
The way it is, it sits now, is they're just, you know, they're adding on pods. So,
yeah, true. But then this here right here, what they want money for?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, I don't know how they can design these pods and not know what the soil conditions are, and, you know, and be able to come up with a figure.
I don't think anything's been done, period, though, has it? I mean, to my recollection, nothing's been done.
No.
Well, as long as he's working on the drawings for $200,000. You know?
And so the $200,000 drawings have been approved.
Right. They were supposed to, for $200,000, they were supposed to come up with a set of plans and a project not to exceed figure.
So the architect is being approved for $200,000.
Right.
We're paying him $200,000 to do the plans.
Do a set of plans. And then this piece of paper I got here, I got my doubts about that. It costs a lot more than that. So I don't know. I got to study that a little bit. You know.
How do we approve $200,000 for an architect to?
We'd either build a set of plans, and then we'd have something to go with. And if we didn't like what their answer was, we'd have a set of plans. At least we'd have that much. To go to someone else and well, like the sheriff didn't like contractors, but I'm not opposed to contractors. Was one. And I didn't put sheetrock on the ceiling.
But you know what, in a project that big though, and I don't know what you know, if you've ever done 10, 11 million, $12 projects, I think you'd have a project manager probably.
Well, to me, that.
Times have changed, Larry.
That or a general contractor. You know. They work, they do the same thing. And to me, a project manager, they don't care what it costs, because the more it costs, the more they get paid. A general contractor, if he's got a fixed bid, he's got to stay within that price range. Maybe get a little bit more for change orders if it's something out of his control as a contractor. You know, that's the way I see it.
Well, so basically, I think the project's gone dormant for the time being. That's just me, what I can see. It's gone dormant. So.
See, have you got this piece of paper?
Was it in my packet here?
Yeah. I gave it to you. You might want to get a hold of this thing, but it says pre-design, $26,000. Now, I'm assuming for these guys that. I guess I don't know what that's for.
That's what they're going to bring to us October 28th.
Yeah, it says that. Percent complete, 100%. So, what this treatise, I'm not sure what that's going to amount to, whether just a sketch, like how what it's going to look like or something, maybe, I don't know. And then schematic design, that's $199,000. Design development, another $199,000, if I got it right. And construction documents, $349,000. Well, I guess that's probably the specification book with that tells you what materials you can and cannot use. And then the bid phase is $49,000. So what they do, they put it out for bids, I guess. This construction manager, and that's another $49,000. And then the construction phase of, I'm assuming that might be on the job site review and just seeing how the job's going. Maybe drop in once a week and say, you know, say, yeah, okay, and if they got equations, they have a we probably have a, you know, a weekly meeting or something with this superintendent job, subcontractor superintendents maybe. And then, so a total fee of $1,023,900. So they're 20, if I'm seeing this right, it's not 200,000, it's $1,023,000 for the management of it. Unless, like I said, the cost overrun would raise it's a question they'd have to be asked, but it could be such a thing, the cost overrun might come into play and they had to get another 20% of that or 15 or whatever, reviewing the changes.
Well, I think, what's that, John? This is what I think should happen, okay? And obviously, we all have our own mind and we're gonna vote the way we wanna vote. But we've already spent $200,000 on an architect, okay? And it sounds like to me, we don't know where we're at or what we're doing, but to go out and check some soil is gonna cost $2,835. Okay, that's peanuts after $200,000 to depth tell an architect.
We've only paid $26,000.
$26,000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was, 26? Mm-hmm. Oh, the pre-design was 26. So, I guess, I mean, unless we're, maybe after today's performance from the sheriff, maybe we're just, this thing's dead in the water. I don't know.
I'm sad that the sheriff didn't value, I mean, everybody has their own opinion. This is a board, and, you know, I got a lot of bad reviews on it, you know, just from what I've heard from people. and you know, the people that were positive, I never heard from anybody, and I kind of feel bad that, you know, he's completely against just me being a human being and having my own opinion.
I just think that he was confused, and I'm kind of with the sheriff. I guess I just confused too, because maybe there's some information that was misled. But you know, the 23rd, that meeting when I wasn't here, everybody voted yes and to move forward. Then all of a sudden, here comes the project manager, and then everybody just kind of puts the brakes on. So I just got a little bit confused.
And maybe he could have done, you know, maybe he should have came in here with those guys and known exactly. I needed to know exactly what all was entailed with this, and I really feel as though I didn't. I wasn't completely informed.
I'm still not 100% convinced, because there's things I got questions about this thing here.
Well, there's certain though dates and things that they're going to give us as we go forward,
yeah,
that we can say no. Even at this stage, we haven't.
Get into it $1 million worth, and then, you know, and then have to say no. That's money
right,
down the
right.
Drain.
Their next date is what, Joan? October?
October 28th. They'll have that pre-designed thing for us. So I have them on the November 1st agenda.
November 1st. Let's see. So I got to make sure November 1st. I will be here on the 20th. I'll be here on the 1st, and then. So this one I'm going to do just so we can move on.
Before you do, can we have? There's I think a couple people maybe have a question or a comment.
I understand that there's issues between elected officials. I just want to speak as a citizen. There's guaranteed money. There's guaranteed money to cover the $200,000. You're looking at spending 10% of that coming out of the county coffers to look at potential. And I agree with you. You can back out of it, but wouldn't you rather back out of it? It's costing you're already spent $200,000. There ain't no way you're getting out of that. That's theirs. That's a contract, right? You can't get out of it. You already spent it. Why not spend an extra $28,000? Get the soil samples. Get everything that Larry and everybody needs. I agree. You all need all that information. I'm 100% for that. You should have that information. You guys are the one making the decision. I agree. But as a citizen and a taxpayer, I'm thinking to myself, why would we not spend another 10% of this $200,000 or $26,000 to figure it out? And if it's revenue and my taxes can go down, you're right. There's a lot of people that have no clue what's going on. This is more people that's ever been in a public board meeting than I've went in the whole time I've been here. Right? People don't show up for these things. They don't pay attention. They get their information from Facebook or, you know, whoever. But there's a potential to make a lot of money, revenue, for the county that we can't make money in the county. We only have tax stream. We don't have revenue, true revenue. It just doesn't happen. And to sit up there and say, no, we're not going to do that, man, I just don't, as a taxpayer, I guess I feel like I'm informed and maybe some other taxpayers aren't, but explain to me, I want to know how you guys tell me that the county does not want to make money. And I agree with you. Let's make that decision later, but don't throw it away for the $28,000 or $26,000. That doesn't make any sense. And be honest with you, in the couple weeks that we've dragged it out already, we're still making extra money at the jail for those inmates, and it's probably going to pay for itself. So it's already going to pay part of that $28,000 down. So really, you're not. It's not a true 26 or 28 or whatever it is. I would just encourage you to at least let's move to the point that we get the drawings and we get the solid number on, is it 10 million, is it 11.5, is it more, you know? And at that point, if it's more, the marshal sat right in here and told everybody, if it's more, we'll come back and renegotiate that contract. We want you to, they want it. They signed a 10 year, they don't do that. They just don't do it. And to your point, you're right, I'm sure they have pulled out because they don't have these 10 year contracts. They have a contract that says, we want 10 beds and then these agents to say, all right, well, then they give them 20, and then maybe they'll pull the 10 back, you know, so now they're back down to 10, but there's not becoming less prisoners in this, you know,
right,
area. Okay, somebody has to explain something to me real quick. I'm here in 2000, I see the $26,000 on paper for the pre-design. the $200,000, what does that mean? What does that mean?
I have no idea.
What does that mean?
That was for the engineering study.
No, it's not.
The draw the.
There's never a $200,000 figure.
I'm confused.
Never.
Well, the $175 for us, and then or $25 for us, and the feds were going to pick up the other $175.
For what?
For the engineers to do the drawings. Yes.
I never heard that.
Enough. Yeah, that was in the. That was in
well,
the
yeah, I know what you're saying. They're covered in those costs of the increase in the.
That's why.
I never say that dollar amount.
You signed the contract to up the increase from $45 a day to $80 a day to pay for the amount of the engineering costs. So you could make a final decision. It was just to get the ball rolling, so you guys wouldn't have to pay for the engineer's part of it, the plans, the, you know, get the projected cost, work out the bids. So that money, I don't see how you can't think the feds are 100% on board. They're like, well, we're willing to pay for that too, and this is how we'll pay it. They sat down with the feds, the U.S. Marshals went to many meetings with the engineers, and they worked this out, and they're like, okay, what's the projected cost? All right, we think it's gonna be $10 million. Let's say $11.5 million, just be safe, right? That's what the engineers said. So, I mean, it wasn't like we took this to the feds. No, the feds were in all those meetings. U.S. Marshals were in all those meetings, and they're the ones that came up with, all right, put the numbers down for 30 months. We got to pay you $150 per inmate, and we'll guarantee you 85 inmates to get you to $11.75 million to pay for the cost of the jail. They're in. They're all in. They don't. He sat here.
But would it be the 11? Don't we have to feed them and whatever else goes with the jail?
And I totally agree with you. And that's why I tried to give you some other numbers today. The other numbers I said, you know, we're talking 85, but if you're talking about building 110 extra beds, and then you're taking 20 of the inmates out of the county side. So you're going to have another 35, 40 beds that we already have interest from U.S. Marshals in Omaha, U.S. Marshals in Sioux Falls, and they'll pay that $150 a day because they have to, because these guys contracted it at it, and they all fall under the same contract. So there's where you make up for the meals. I'm sure there's going to be some extra staff, but that's millions of dollars, like I said, and I put those numbers down because I don't think they were ever written down and said to you. But there's the potential. There's guaranteed money. The guaranteed money's there. And you're right. What you said is absolutely 100% right. There's going to be extra costs to feed those people. There's no medical cost because they pay all the feds pay all their own medical. We'll get money for, that's another cost they don't ever see. You guys see it in the jail report, but we transport a lot of federal inmates now, and we get paid for that. And we get paid fairly well. We're talking about upping it 4 to 5 times. Well, that's 4 to 5 times the money you're already making. We don't talk about it. It's in the jail report. But just that, like I said, if you house 25 people on those extra beds you're building in the jail, not the 85, they're guaranteed. That's your $11 million. That's $3.3 million for those extra 25 beds. That's just in the new jail. If you go talk to the old jail, there's another 20 beds. If you fill those up, that's another $2.7 million. That'll more play for it.
I got to tell you something, Tim. I don't mean to cut you off, but sometimes you feel like you have Groundhog Day. I'm having Groundhog Hour right now.
I get it.
No, I'm sorry. And I don't mean to be a wise ass about it.
No. Listen, I understand.
I get it.
I want you guys to be informed, but I just would hope if we at least get to when the study's done, we do these borings, if that's the last thing. At least you can make a really informed decision. And I think you owe it to the taxpayers if we have a chance to make revenue. Why, we can lower taxes. I mean, that's all I'm saying. If there's any questions.
Marcy, did you have something?
I have a question. Marcy Burrell. Now, if the plans have already been made, arrangements have been made for that. If you, fee if you cancel stuff? Is there a problem if you go back on things? If you've already signed something?
A penalty?
Yes, thank you for the word. Penalty. Do you have a penalty if you back out on things?
There's a termination clause with a number of days.
Right.
There's no penalty listed. I imagine that would be more of a lawsuit type situation.
I think a lot of it, this is on, there's on a timeline right now.
Mm-hmm.
So to answer maybe some questions that are out there, the next date is the October 28th.
They would have their pre-design.
We'll have a design.
The $26,004.
So that's the $26,000. And if we stop that day, then I think it's all bets are off. So there's no more, there's no $200,000, there's no, so.
Is the $26,000, was that in with the original cost of the?
Yeah.
So this isn't an additional, this has already been paid for.
The answer is yes. The 26 was in there.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought this was some new number.
No, that was.
I thought this is already. It is or it isn't.
The $26,000 was paid to the architect, and now they want us to hire certified testing to come and do the soil boring.
You're probably talking about the last guys that were here.
$2,835.
There, that's that the manager.
But is that in the money that they, with the contract we signed, where we go from $45 to $80, that extra money for the year?
Yeah, we can.
So it's in there. That's money's already built.
That money.
All right, I apologize. I thought it was. Well, that seems like you already signed it. I guess
the soil boring thing is what they're asking.
It's not new. It's just it's involved in that. It's involved
procedure.
You're just paying the money out of the money already guaranteed them. And that the marshals, you signed a contract. So I guess we're not costing the county anything. Because the marshals are technically paying for that.
Well, will the marshals want that money back if we don't proceed with the jail?
They said no, as long as we got to the point where you had the plans in your hand, because that's the one contract. The one contract on the $80 a day was to pay for this, all of this, to give us extra revenue to pay for that. So they said, the marshal said right here, that if you decide at that point, then we'll go back to whatever our $45 a day was, because we don't have a, other than this new contract you just signed, that's the only contract we have with them currently. So they'll go back after you get all the plans. You know, that's why they wanted that $178,000 or whatever. That's why they put that money in there to cover that.
Right.
So I would assume if you backed out now, yeah, you might. They probably won't care, but they may want their money back, but the contractor's still probably going to want us, or the designer's probably going to want us some thousand.
Well, it sounds to me like either we're only going to get a pre-design.
Well, it's not going to be Larry's, what they're saying is that I think this is, there's going to be some bills come in with that money we thought that you already voted for, so.
Here's his schedule. Here's your pre-design, 1A. Here's your pre-design for $26,000. And then you go to your part B, your schematic design. That's going to come in 5 weeks after this one, and then that's what he's going to charge.
$200,000 roughly.
Yeah.
Then design development. And I don't know what they're doing here because they got two figures at $190,000.
We're not going to get there if we get to
the,
I mean,
well, I know we won't because maybe we don't want to.
But if I could just, I'm going to add just a couple of comments on the long term. At the end of the day, from the county's financial perspective, we've already, Joan has all the numbers on we have or potentially could have X amount more employees. We're looking at wages, insurance, costs for to run the jail, okay? And at the end of that, figuring all those in, and I think figuring on the high side, if I know Joan, she figured on the high side, the county is has the potential to for increased revenue of over $1 million. That's the end of a year at the end of this deal. And so it goes back to if we had a vote today on you know should we put on phase two, it probably wouldn't pass. Like the first, you know, this new jail here just got built. But we got the and the sheriff, you know, and Tim and then a lot of other people have done all the work on bringing this to us. Like, okay, you know what? And you guys heard it, that we're hurting so bad for space. We'll build the jail. We'll build the jail. We'll pay to build the jail. And at the end of the day, I go back to my, at the end of it, revenue over $1 million.
A year.
Increase from what we have now. And that considers all wages, employees, new
vehicles, transport vehicles,
all of that. Joan has a spreadsheet with all that information in there.
Joan, how much you got estimated across the vehicles? New vehicles.
Or just cost to run?
We have a transport vehicle.
One, but we're gonna need more. We got a dozen more bad boys.
Does anybody have a problem?
We need two more.
Does anybody have a problem? We can sit here all night long. Okay, get a little blood sugar going on. This is what I'm gonna do, Vice Chair. If it's okay, unless everybody has wants to talk about it anymore, seems like we're going nowhere. But I'm gonna make a motion to approve for the soil to be performed on boring on the Phase 2 jail project site. That's my motion. Let's see where she rolls, Jody.
I'll second.
Mr. Decker.
Yes.
And you said that if we go through this and we get the price and then everybody votes no, they can't come back on us.
That's what Brandon said, the contract you were signing with the U.S. the head U.S. Marshal, that's what he was saying. He said that to you guys in that August 23rd meeting. He said, we understand that it might not be feasible for you once all costs are in. And I think that's where this gets you to. You get to decide at that point. I mean, and I 100% agree with you. Maybe Larry's right. Maybe it's going to cost way more than it is. Before I said no to it, I'd definitely ask the U.S. Marshal, because he said here that day too that if we have to readjust the dollar amount, we will. They need it that bad. They're flying to Arizona to take prisoners down there from Iowa. So he said that. So I mean,
maybe I should become a prisoner and get a free airline.
Go on vacation.
Go down there to Arizona. I'm looking for a way to get to Arizona.
We seem to be kind of like a magnet, attracting these federal prisoners.
Is it like, it's pretty centralized? That's why, right?
Yeah, we're right. We sit in a great spot. The Northern District of Iowa wants to contract with us. Great, they're right across the river, but also the heads for Nebraska's in Omaha and South Dakota's in Sioux Falls. So we do have a lot of other, you know, Omaha prisoners because they don't have any room either. And Sioux Falls doesn't have room. That's why they were running up to Randy, and we do Conair transports up to Sioux Falls for them, and they're like, we want some bed space. They'll want a contract. Once it's built, they'll contract with us.
Isn't it also attractive to, it's attractive for them because we are set up to be able to hook on a Phase 2.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the beauty.
Because I remember talking to the pre-construction people that was a huge savings,
sure,
of being able, because it was set up
for our design.
Exactly, it's designed like,
yeah,
that. Where Washington County didn't have that.
No, so they had to start from scratch.
Right.
So all your major, the central control for the jail doesn't change. The way they set that up was it looked this way, and in the future they wanted it this way. So central control sets here, you look down here, you look down here.
Well, down here is
just a parking lot. They made it so you could put it there. So,
but we got to change the piping in front of us.
All of the stuff, the way I understand, is ran right to. It was all built for both sides. It was all built. They had enough capacity, and everything they built there. They stopped. They terminated the pipes. So they knew. Yeah. Okay, we'll hook it up right here. That's why it's so cheap.
He said that they'd have to do some upgrades on it to meet their standards.
I'm sure there's going to be up to 10 years or whatever, however long it's been. 12 years. It's going to. There's probably some stuff that's going to have to. But I think that's what all that's going to be in that final proposal. I agree. I would not sign off on it. And I thought that's the way you felt, Troy. To be honest with you. When he said that, because I thought he said that specifically to you, because you had that question on the meeting, was, can we back out of it? And he said, absolutely. We understand that you don't want to get all the information and make an informed decision. So I totally agree with you on that. But I just think, I think this money was just, this is just formalities to get you to the drawing and the hard number.
A little bit of bait.
Well, at least, I guess, look at it this way, Larry. At least the marshals are currently paying for it.
Yeah.
Because they are. They upped their contract to pay for it. Because they want it to go. They, I mean, they're 100%
off. So why don't we take all the common criminals and put them over to Sioux City to jail?
And take all the federals, yeah. They pay better, the federal ones.
The other guys, them guys are losers.
Yeah, so.
Thank you.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the boring... For the board.
I thought he was going to say boring conversation.
No. For the certified testing services to do the boring. So, Joan, call the roll, please.
Troy.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes. But you can't believe it, can you, Scott?
I'm shocked. Where's the calendar? I got to write it down. Larry agreed with me on something.
Well,
that better for Tim, I guess. I mean, I wish you'd have came a month ago to explain this thing.
You know? I'll come every meeting.
I hope so.
You did a great job explaining everything.
Well, and I'm just going to add as the chair that it's okay for the board to have lots of questions and be hesitant on this type of deal. So. To insinuate that somebody has a vengeance or a vendetta or something, it's unfortunate, but hey, politics ain't pretty sometimes. So we do our best, as you all do too. So let's move on.
Sound like a politician.
E. Don Bosque, on a lighter note, is here to talk about requesting approval for investment of funds.
Hi, Don.
Hello. I have a request from the auditor. I don't know, Bob, did you have to do this? Have a letter from the board requesting the board's approval to invest funds for the treasurer?
We didn't do too many investments. I guess I don't know what kind of investments you're talking about.
Well, the auditor is just asking that I have a letter from the board approving me to that I have the authority to invest funds. Period. That's what I was told from we talked
okay.
with the auditor.
So I guess the only question I have is like what kind of investments. I mean, other than put it in the bank or
right, and nothing would change than what it is now.
Okay.
I've got an email into Candace Meredith asking what type of form we need to do, just because I've never seen anything. I do
I
have
thought it was like getting approval to invest like in NCAP or something like that. I thought that's
yeah.
what.
That's what I think, but I'm not for sure.
Okay.
Well,
so that's why I sent out
an
email.
You brought, you had to have the board sign that one time, an agreement with NCAP to invest.
NPAIT. Yeah,
right.
and the only thing I remember is that the $250,000 is FDIC insured.
Mm-hmm.
Anything over that, you have to have pledged security.
Right,
so
right.
And so we did know really investing per se. In anything else, it just sat in pay
right,
or one of the banks. So this may be just a formality, that we need to. So I would make a motion that we approve. We need a letter, Joan, for Don to invest county funds.
I'll second that, Bob.
Scott.
Yes, ma'am.
Robert.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Thank you.
What rate of return do we get on the money invested?
It depends on where it's at.
Is it 1% yet?
Pardon?
Is it 1% yet?
No, I don't think so.
No. I wonder with the ARPA funds, and maybe you've looked into it already, if we can, because if we have 2 years to spend our or more to spend our money, if and maybe you've looked into it, a longer rate, say a 2-year something with a bank would get you 2% versus
what we are now.
Right, because it's going to take us a while to figure out what to do with it.
So. I know the ARPA money, like John said, you know, we should be able to keep the interest off that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still keeping that in that account because mm-hmm. just with what we've been told we can do and then can't do or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave it all in the COVID, the ARPA fund. Rather than take anything out, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying if there's a 2-year CD or something we can do and get 2% versus 1, you're going to double your money. So.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so then kind of on that note, item F is board to appoint members to a committee for the purpose of reviewing America Rescue Plan Act funds application requests. Determining eligible uses and make a recommendation to the Board of Commissioners for final approval. So the members on that committee, as it sits now, I will just share with you our Sheree Conley, Don Bosquet's on it, Deanna Hagberg's on it, I'm on it, Paul Bogus, Cody Snyder, Bill Rohde, Lisa Bosquet, Terry Dahm, Christy Quinn from the South Sioux Chamber. We're looking for somebody.
You forgot
that's a no. That's a no.
What were those names, please?
Do you need them again?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Sheree Conley,
yep.
Don Bosquet, Deanna Hagberg, yes. Myself, Paul Bogus, Cody Snyder, are you writing them down?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I didn't know if I'd slow down. Lisa Bosquet, Terry Dahm, yep. Christy Quinn, or designee from the chamber in South Sioux. So we're looking for, so we need another board member.
I don't think I'd be a good fit with that for some reason. I'm sorry, but I just don't feel like
okay.
I would.
Larry or would Troy? You want to be on the committee?
Doesn't matter to me.
Troy says yes. So
Larry would be a good candidate, I think, wouldn't you?
I gotta go to Arizona, I can't do it.
Let's go together.
Okay. So Troy Lawnsby will be on it as well. We're still looking for someone from Jackson, I understand.
Well, she threw it out to everybody and she said good luck. So
okay.
I'm thinking we might not. Everybody,
right.
Unless
right.
somebody else knows.
That is a great answer.
The town of Jackson or rural Jackson?
Either.
We reached out to the village.
Tim Decker's over.
Tim, all right. Thanks. Okay, we will add you to the list, Tim, and we'll keep everybody informed when we'll have the meeting. Do we need anybody else, Joan? Are we looking for anybody else?
No.
No.
I think that's enough.
We got it covered? Okay.
The committee will determine the eligible uses per the requirements and consult with Lutz & Company, and then recommendations will be made to the board for final approval. And then the county will complete, probably my office, probably Sheree, will complete all portal entry and meet all the deadlines. So you're going to be reviewing requests and applications.
So I guess something to keep in mind, and this is going to be for anybody, any small businesses, people impacted by the during the COVID, you know, if they don't ask, they're not going to get anything. You know, we're probably not going to go looking for them. So if there's a lot of them. Let's just put it that way. So we'll get our list started, and with this committee, we'll...
One major concern I do have is the fact that we have to pay that money back if it's not allocated appropriately. So if we, you know, have a grant or whatever that we're trying to offer to people, entities, and they have it earmarked for XYZ, and we need documentation to provide to the federal government that they're doing this with XYZ, but then they're documentation proof that they get back to us is not XYZ, is something else which is not COVID related that we thought, then do Dakota County's responsible for paying that money back. And that's a real big concern for me.
Is that a, do you know that for a fact?
We have to pay it back.
No, I know that. I know that. But I'm what I'm saying is, so that business or that person or whatever, I would think they would be the one.
The county's responsible.
Okay. Well, then we'll make sure that everything with that we do is a definite yes before we do that. If there's anything questionable, I mean it'll have to come before this board.
And then they'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So if it doesn't fly,
they'll let you know. I'm
or
sure.
Or if it doesn't pass the smell test, no.
I'm
probably not going to happen.
Isn't this requirement this consultant, is it Lutz?
Uh huh.
Lutz. They're going to be dealing with probably the bulk of the counties, probably in the state of Nebraska. So they're going to have their fingers wet in this deal, and they're going to probably know exactly what can happen and what cannot happen. So,
yeah.
Is there a list of items that the business or such would?
I would suggest going on the NACO. It's NACO.NE, correct? NACONE.org. Website. That's our county people. We go through the state. They have information on their webinars, and there's also on the national level, there's NACO.
Oh no.
There's everybody's in the same situation, scrambling on trying to figure out what it can be. So, but there is people that we would go to other than this Lutz that are free, that we'll go talk to about what we're going to do with our money. But we have 2 years, right, to commit? So we got time.
It's got to be spent in 2 years, don't
no,
I think it has to be committed.
Years. Right?
Committed in two, spent in four.
Yeah,
in
four.
So,
depends on how big your project is
yeah.
to be done in four
right,
years.
Right. So, anyway. All right, so do we need to approve that committee then, Joan? It says board to
appoint.
Oh, just appoint. Okay, so those folks are all appointed. We will move on then to item H, approve board chair to sign the certification statement for the cost.
You got G.
I am sorry. Board to approve the formation of a committee for the purpose of discussing and input regarding health and dental insurance benefits for county employees. So again, I don't think we have a list started yet on that. So we need two from the sheriff, Tim, and two correction officers, two road department employees, two non-union employee representatives, and two members of the Board of Commissioners. This is for Health and Dental Insurance Committee.
We don't need names.
We don't need names?
Just form the,
okay.
Approve to form the committee, right? And then get
okay.
two representatives from each of these groups.
So, Jolene, if you can get somebody else with you to be on it, and Tim.
Tim.
Okay. Right. Two deputy, two roads, two non-union, and two board of commissioners.
So we'll go G.
Okay, we'll do,
Is there any elected officials on there?
Two board members.
Would be elected officials.
Two board members.
Scott and Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item H, approve board chair to sign the certification statement for the cost allocation plan computing indirect cost reimbursement for the clerk of district court support function. This is just a yearly thing we do, Joan, correct?
We do.
With the court, so.
The district court, child support.
Child support.
So moved on H, Bob.
Thank you. I'll second. Any questions?
Just a formality, right?
We child support for the state, and so they reimburse us on a prorated basis.
Okay.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes. All right. Item H, or excuse me, I, board to approve or to designate Deanna Hagberg to participate on the steering committee to help with the Missouri River Northeast Community Wildfire Protection Plan. updating to ensure that pertinent changes are included in the plan and that local issues remain front and center. Deanna has volunteered to do this, so I would make a motion to approve Deanna to be on that committee.
I'll second.
Bob and Troy.
Troy.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes. Thank you. Item J, board to approve chair to sign payer access agreement between Optum Health Care Solutions and Dakota County pursuant to the distributor agreement with Hines and Associates for schedule, services, and fees to facilitate health care benefits. Joan, do you have comments on this you want to share?
I reached out to find out what it was about, sent it up to Kim, and we were glad that they got back with us because it's a little hard to understand. But basically, they're cutting their cost in half to manage a specific health insurance issue that one of the employees has. So it's cutting our
cost. It's a savings.
It's a savings.
Okay. So I will move to approve that.
Second.
Thank you. Bob is gone.
Scott.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
All right. Item K is board to appoint voting delegate and alternate for election of officers at the NACO annual meeting on December 10th, 2021. So I don't do anybody plan on going? You'll be in Arizona, Larry or Troy?
Well, what is it?
The NACO.
Is it Carney or is it?
Don Buske, Bob Giese, Jolene Goebbels, Troy Lonsby, Joan Spencer, and Kathy Wilchin have signed up.
So we need to just appoint one person, Joan? Or
okay, I'll nominate Joan Spencer.
It's the chair. It's the if the chair. It should be, and if the chair is not going to be there, and it looks like she's not.
No. Yeah.
So then it requires somebody else to be nominated. Right. Okay.
Like Joan Spencer.
Okay.
Okay, I'll nominate.
She'll be there from start to finish.
I'll nominate.
I see
yeah.
the top out of those deals about halfway through. Sorry.
It's cold in Kearney.
Yeah.
Okay, so. I've nominated Joan and Troy seconded.
And then we should have an alternate.
I'll do the alternate if that's okay. I'll be there. You going, Troy?
I am, but you're the second.
I don't care.
Okay. Robert?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. And L is county board to make quarterly visit to a county jail. We'll say that. Tim, are you going to go over?
I can.
Can you show us around, Tim?
Can you do that?
Yeah.
And you want me to do it? I did the last time.
I don't know what to do. I've never gone.
I was just.
We'll show you.
I was just showing around. I said, "Hey, the county board wants to go do it." And she just buzzes in, and Joel's like, "Well, I don't like this."
Okay. So we'll do that after. Then, item five is commissioner committee reports. Anything?
I had an interview on the roads department this morning. And we'll see if we can replace the person that resigned.
Local guy?
Yes. Dakota City. I think he lives in Dakota City, he said. I can't remember for sure, but I think Dakota City.
Okay. And also, Joan's looking for a new person in her office. Letty's leaving, so if anybody knows, anybody, send them her way. It's on Indeed, correct? Or just call her up. She's always in. Any other committee?
I don't think I have anything. I think there was something, but I can't remember what it was. You haven't heard that for a long time, have
you? Okay, if not, we will move on to six, mail and or emergency business. Gordon Hansen, Waterbury, I think everybody got that information or that letter from that gentlemen, and did I hear that somebody went to look at it?
I did.
Troy
yes.
did.
Yes, Brent and I went and looked at it. So there's no pictures before, so we don't know for sure what the fence was before. There's some really, really old fence. that stops. You can't really tell if it was torn out or what. The good part is he did get some more farm ground out of it. He can farm some more ground because of the way he did it, so not a lot, but...
So is there, let me ask you, is then there is a, it sounded like that the result of somebody doing something, it tore up his...
The shoe fly we put in for the bridge.
Instead of the creek going clear down like this, it's kind of leveled off around there, mm-hmm. correct? So,
I mean, is that, I mean, it sounded like he was upset about what, how they left it.
Like I said, like Troy said, I don't know what it looked like before.
Yeah. Okay.
The fence was not that great.
From where the field was, you can see where the beans were. I mean, there was probably, what, 40, 50 feet he could farm back in that corner now that he couldn't before, which is a positive thing for mm-hmm. him. But I'm assuming there probably is some fence posts and fence that did get taken out maybe. You can't tell for sure. I have pictures of you.
No, that's okay. I mean, I don't think, I mean, he didn't, in his letter, he didn't specifically ask for something. I mean, he wasn't happy about the way it was left, I guess. But, I mean, like you said, if we don't have any pictures of before, we have after, but how do we know?
So what do you want, a new fence?
Well, he said there was some fence, right?
Possibly. Like I said, I don't know what it looked like before. There's what there was for fence before.
Have we talked to him?
I don't.
Since?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I
wasn't quite sure how to approach that.
Shall we call him?
If
we put in a new fence, we put it where it was to replace the existing fence, would he still not have that extra farm ground? If we put the fence where it was, no. So.
But he might have had a fence around there before, around the bean field. That's what I'm kind of assuming. So if you went straight, you know, from across the creek there, no. But it could have went back. I'm assuming it probably wrapped around the field where the beans were before, but I don't know.
Jolene, do you feel comfortable talking to him, or do you want the chair
him,
or somebody to talk?
Me and Brent could give him a call.
Okay, just out of...
if he is requesting us to replace that fence, how many feet would you say it was? I didn't make it out there.
Maybe 50 feet, I'm guessing. 40, 50 feet of fence.
Would that be an objection to... would you guys be on board if that's what he's wanting and to give him that 50-foot of fence?
I think we'd probably be okay with that, wouldn't we?
Should we get some 4 foot? Was it on a 4 foot fence and some poles? I just put 250 feet across the back of my house, keeping my puppy in from where my neighbors are. It cost me $550, 250. So do the math. She says, "Is that permanent?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "I don't believe you." Pretty ugly looking.
So, but I would then offer him, you know, look, if we did that, you're going to lose X amount of ground, right?
It depends how you fence it. If you figure you've already talked to him or you want somebody else to call him, I would be willing to talk to him too. All we need is a phone number. So
what did he want? Did he say he wanted a fence in?
No.
No.
He was really upset with how
it just happened.
He got left.
He just felt that.
But he's benefiting from it.
He is.
So why would I even get too concerned about until he calls again?
Because that's, anyway.
I'm like, Larry, that's what I was going to say. Well, let's just wait until he calls again. I mean, wintertime's around the corner.
It might dawn on him, he got some more ground out of it.
He might say, huh?
Well, that's why I said, I mean, we should point that out to him. Look, this you got more ground however it's done.
I
don't know that for a fact. So between you and Troy, can you guys just address him and see what he wants? If he just wanted to bend somebody's ear, then he did. Right.
All right.
And then we got the other bill.
The Tri-State Legislative Forum invite, December 3rd.
I've never even heard of such a thing.
No, happens every year.
Really? It goes to show you how much I paid attention. Where's it at?
I think it's at.
Huh?
Whip. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah. I've been to it a couple times. Yeah. It ain't very good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go, Joan.
Okay. Okay.
I don't even know what it means. I gotta meet you for the rest of my night.
So I think that's it.
We had another. We had an email from this John Cannon letting us know that the county is going to get a settlement from the opioid litigation that was done by the state, and then South Sioux City Community Schools would like support for their project to put a new track, lighting, bleachers, and turf on their field. So if anybody talks to you about South Sioux City improving their track.
Yeah, I've gotten that in the mail today.
Yep.
And you know, can I tell you my problem is with that?
You put in the last one?
No. My problem is with this is Ho-Chunk people, okay, came to the school and said, we will pay for this whole thing.
They did?
Yes. We will pay for this whole thing if we can put our name on the field. And the school says no. So guess what?
Now they're asking for money.
So guess what? Nah. I gotta use the restroom. That's honest to God truth. Hotep wanted to put their name on it, they said no. $1.5 million or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else, Joan? Okay, so I guess we are adjourned.
Recessed.
We are recessed to go to the jail.
I thought Chris said we couldn't go there before.
Tim's going to take us.
No, Tim. He said, anyway, Tim's taking us.